This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. How's it going, Sean?
Good. I'm excited to record the last episode
of the year.
Yes, that's exciting.
It is exciting.
So I'm ready for 2023, and I'm sure a lot like many of you, but there's still a lot of, uncertainty and nervousness in the market. And so I'm excited to get into this and
Despite all that that's happened, I think you have to look back and say, what are your wins for 2022, right? Mm-hmm. And the fact is that we can't control a lot of things that have happened to mm-hmm. us. And what you can learn to do is adapt and change with whatever's going on in the world, right? Mm-hmm. And focus your energy and your mindset. All of that plays a big role into, the next coming year. So refocus yourself and get going.
In charge, right?
Yeah.
So if you didn't listen to it, last week we recorded podcast 137. We went into, more of an in-depth conversation about preparing and assessing and mm-hmm. planning for the next year. So if you didn't listen to that, check it out. This is kind of a follow-up podcast to that. So,
right.
Because, you already had to have your plan, your action plan, your what you're going to do next year, your goals and everything outlined. And so now
it's about taking action.
Correct. And it's about doing something. So I know one of the things, as I've mentored and kind of spoken with a lot of people, especially within our organization, some of our staff, one of the things that I notice a lot of people do is they'll read the books, they'll study, they'll go to seminars, they'll put together their goals and all that. But then they missed the main point, right? Even if you don't have it all figured out, that's probably what we've done well is we just take actions, right?
You're never going to figure it out at the start. That's the thing is get going. It doesn't matter how you get started, where you get started. Just put that foot forward and mm-hmm. and get going.
Take the baby steps if anything, but start taking action towards your goals or where you want to go. Mm-hmm. So nothing's going to happen if you don't do anything. And trust me, life will go by. Whether you do it or not, it's going to still mm-hmm. go by. And it's going to go by quicker than you think. And also, there's going to be a lot of hurdles and obstacles and friction, mm-hmm. Especially as you try to get going. So all you got to do is start taking action and start moving the needle and start moving towards what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
But it starts with action. So if it's, that might sound generic or you've heard that a million times, but it's the truth. So you might as well start doing something today. So if this is the last week of mm-hmm. 2022, don't wait until the new year. don't wait until, I'm going to get started. I'm going to go and it's New Year's. I'm going to go eat a bunch of unhealthy things and drink and all that. And then I'll start, January 1st on my diet.
No.
Right? Let's do it now. This is the last week. Let's take some action. Let's make something happen mm-hmm. this week. Don't wait until do it now. Because if you're never going to get started, you'll have guaranteed next week will be another excuse. You'll probably get sick, after being out in the cold and partying and all that. And so the next week you're going to be like, I'm sick.
I'll wait until next week.
Yeah, I have a cough and I don't feel good, so I won't get started. So start now.
But then something else will happen the week after. And guess what?
You're 3 months into the new year and you haven't even started your diet or gone to the gym or made, effort. So
that's a great point there. Because I think that, what is the recipe for success, right? And and we might think that, that there's some magic secret sauce to it all, but there really isn't,
mm-mm.
right?
Everybody knows it, but it's very simple, but it's often very hard.
It's hard.
Yeah.
For a lot of people.
Yeah. And it really comes down to we put in here our notes, three really simple steps to get mm-hmm. that ball rolling. And it's mm-hmm. consistency, developing new habits, mm-hmm. and then creating a lifestyle around those new habits
exactly.
towards your goals. So it's not anything you haven't heard before, but it's often hard to put into practice. Mm-hmm. So depending what you're trying to accomplish and obtain for 2023, it starts with consistency. You got to start the ball, start getting going. You don't have to be perfect. the stars don't have to align. You don't need to be given permission, right. But get started.
But and you just have to start with something small too, sure. And then build on that.
Build on those wins,
right?
And appreciate those small little increments. Don't mm-hmm. beat yourself up because you know you went for 30-minute workout and you wanted to, you know, an hour it was in your goal. At least you got your 30-minute, right. And you can build upon that and keep going. And so. Some books that I really highly recommend you picking up quickly if you have never read them is Atomic Habits. Mm-hmm.
Great book.
Yeah, The Power of One More by Ed Milet, and then High Performance Habits. But those are all books that, again, are going to go into real deep thought and execution on developing new habits mm-hmm. and consistency.
The other book I like is, which is another one of Ed Milet's books, is Max Out. Mm-hmm. It's one of my other ones, too. I think that's... great habit book in there.
Yeah. So it's all about taking action. So this whole podcast today was about just getting you to take some action towards those goals. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully you've already planned and developed everything, but now let's start doing something.
Right.
Let's not wait till the new year. Let's do it now mm-hmm. and take some massive action.
So. Yeah. And getting in that right mindset to take action. I think that's the first step to all this. Mm-hmm. Right? You have to get in that right state of mind, mm-hmm. right?
And I something else with that is I also recommend you developing like a vision board because mm-hmm. I think to help you get in that right state of mind and to keep the consistency is you got to visually every day see mm-hmm. what you're trying to accomplish. So whether it's diet, a car, or business, or you know, relationship goals, I think you need to see it visually. So you got to have some kind of board somewhere that you can. And that's just for me.
That works for you. And I know that every single time you've like stated on your vision board what you've wanted, you've accomplished it. Because
not quick enough.
It might not be on your time, but it's happened.
Correct.
And it's because you see it every single day.
Yeah.
Right.
And it becomes an obsession. And it becomes like, it's like, I want this, whether, you know, and mm-hmm. I'll make it happen. And people are going to, you know, question you, and you'll get, you know, even loved ones that will say, hey, you're a little unbalanced. You're a little crazy. You know,
we've got that a lot.
You're way too intense and too serious, you know, like calm down. It's just a goal, or, you know, and so you'll get people that will try to, some of them it's out of true love. They think that's the right thing that you need to hear. And they're just trying to keep you.
Grounded. It all comes down to focus though.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're that focused and that obsessed with something, you're going to make it happen.
Correct. And all those obstruct, friction and the obstacles and all that, if it's that big of an obsession, you'll find a way to plow through it and get and jump over those hurdles or just break them or do whatever you got to do to get to that goal. But, and then there's also the people too, along those lines where, they're trying to hold you back because mm-hmm. they don't want you to move.
Yeah, they don't want you to succeed.
Yeah, it makes you look bad. And right. So you also have those same people, other people that may be pulling you back a little bit. And so you got to make some decisions also and take some action there that mm-hmm. maybe if this person's pulling me back every day, you know, and not wanting me to obtain those goals, maybe they're not the right person I should be associating with or hanging around with.
And so, I can tell you that you will have a different set of friends, right, than what you had prior.
Yeah.
You know, like today, our friends are totally different than what they were 10 years ago.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you have to say a lot. You have to say no a lot more. And that's something that you're going to have to be okay with, right? You might not be able to go partying with your friends anymore or go to family dinners or, you know, birthday parties, because if you're that focused on something.
It won't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So any last words of advice for next year,
you know,
before people get going?
I think that the next year, the next couple years, this last 6 months have been kind of tough, right? Yeah. You know, trying to figure out where the market is headed, you know, what's next. And I think the next couple of years are going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Right. I think the strong will survive for sure.
Yes.
Right. And I think that you have to be prepared. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a lot less competition. It's going to be exciting. So I think that there's a lot to look forward to in 2023 and beyond.
Yeah, there's going to be some companies that you're going to see fail and some companies that go out of business. And you never want that for anybody. But there's you know, there's a lot of forces against it. There's a lot of forces trying to get the unemployment numbers higher and you know, to cause, you know, to calm inflation. And so there's a lot of forces against us. But at the same time, 2023 is going to be a great year to establish yourself, mm-hmm. You know, create those, really get dialed in on everything. And,
right.
And if you have, and I think you should be even looking at possibly growing a little bit, getting some more market share. And then so it, you could parlay that into 2024 and really take off and explore.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what you're hitting
that.
Towards. And so, yeah, just, you know, for us, you know, a big one for us is we're trying to outpace inflation within our companies, mm-hmm. and our different brands. And so we're really trying to, I would love to hit 15% growth next year. It's a little ambitious. I think it's, you know, it's going to be tough, but even if we can hit like 10% growth, I think we'll, you know, we're going to be doing really well. And
yes.
So, you know, we're really looking at increasing our revenue across all our brands and what we're doing. We're trying to lower our expenses, figuring out where we can tighten the belt, mm-hmm. and one, you know, remote team members, you know, helps with that, using virtual assistants, but also looking for other areas. You know, we may do a company Christmas luncheon instead of a Christmas party, you know, and just little ways that you can tweak, still provide and still give back to your staff and do all that, but, you know, watch the bottom line,
yeah.
and watch the expenses. And then increase our margins on the products that we, or services that we provide. So, you know, we've been a little, I feel for all that we've gone through the last 2 years, we probably haven't increased our prices enough,
yeah.
across the board. And so we got to look for areas and opportunities to increase our profit and increase our margins. So that's what we're doing internally for next year, but mm-hmm. to hit that goal. But I think you need to do something as well, you know, if you're listening to this and try to really grow your business and your brand. And we can also go back to personal, but
yeah. No, absolutely. And again, I want to make a last point of, you can't control, there are some things that you can't control, but what you can control is yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't make excuses of why you can't do it. Figure out a way where you can, mm-hmm. right? Because it all comes down to what you can do.
So that's an awesome point. Yeah. And to reiterate that is, you can't control what the Fed's going to do. You can't control the economy.
Nope.
You can't control if we go to war, whatever crazy, you know, world events happen. You can't control if there's another pandemic next year.
Can't control if you get a lawsuit. You know, you can't control any of it.
But you can control what actions you take and what you know, do day in and day out. And so Joni and I are just here to encourage you. Make 2023 your year. You know, do something great next year. Don't just let it be another year that passes you by. Make 2023 your year and go out and get it.
Yep.
Make it happen. So
make it happen, and it starts today, guys.
So anyways, hope you have a great new year, and I hope you are taking massive action this week, and I hope you had a great Christmas. And so we wish you all a happy new year and a blessed 2023.
And you said it all. So awesome. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Cog, cog, talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.